This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
When the Apostle Paul wrote his letter to the Romans, he became intensely personal with his Jewish friends. He addressed those who took great pride in their possession of God's law, and particularly the rite of circumcision. However, Paul made it very clear that the only circumcision that really counts before God is circumcision of the heart. More specifically, listen to Paul's words.
For a person is not a Jew who is one outwardly, and true circumcision is not something visible in the flesh. On the contrary, a person is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is of the heart, by the Spirit, not the letter. That person's praise is not from people, but from God.
When Jesus confronted Nicodemus, a religious leader and member of the Sanhedrin, he told him he needed to be born again. He needed a changed heart, a new beginning. You see, even though Nicodemus was a religious leader, he did not have a personal relationship with God. Well, today there are many who claim to be Christians. They've been baptized, or they're members of a certain church, or they dress in a certain way. However, these experiences, though not wrong in themselves, can be merely ritualistic. You see, the Scriptures teach that it's possible to have head knowledge but not a heart experience. What about you? Can you identify with this principle to live by? To have salvation, we must go through a born-again experience that renews our hearts. You see, the Bible teaches that we're saved by grace through faith and not of ourselves. It's a gift of God. Have you received this gift?
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To hear today's principle again, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.